somewhat misleading. We've spoken a lot recently. We've quoted a couple comments of Yosef Engel in the Gilyoni Hashas, but I thought that before we speak about him, it would be more appropriate for us to first speak about Kivi Eger in the Gilyon Hashas. Kivi Eger in the Gilyon Hashas, many of us know, is not a separate sefer, although there have been, historically, many that worked on putting out separate Gilyon Hashases. Rav Shevel, who put out a lot of the Ramban, in different farms, Rav Shevel had put out a Gilyon Hashas, where Rav Kivi Eger, what he does, we know it's printed on the side of the page, Rav Kivi Eger points to a variety of different Mekoros, and asks Tzarechiyah and Hashem Yare'enai, Rabbi Kivi Eger will point you at times to particular Svarim. Often it's to a different Gemara or to a different Tosfos. Sometimes, once in a while, it's to it could be to a Ketzos or to an Achron or to a Rish or something else. But typically, it's very, very short references. Kivi Eger does not always tell you exactly what he is doing with that particular Mar Makom. Typically, he may say, I in this Gemara, and it's a kasha from that Gemara, but not necessarily do you know what it is. As I mentioned in the past, when I was in high school in TBC or Adler once on a test, the last question on the test was, here's a copy of an Amud of Gemara. This Gemara of Kivi Eger asks from this Gemara on something that we learned, go. Now, the best part of all of it was that he totally made it up. It was a random Gemara with no connection at all to anything that we learned. But the one guy in the shir who was like the only guy that really understood what was going on, by far the best guy, walked up after like 45 minutes, said to him, like, I don't think there's a kasha here, and put it down. Everybody else was like making up whatever they could possibly make up with a random amud in the middle of Psachim on whatever we were learning about Bakama. But Kivi Eger has this like very, very unique ability to do so. Because it's somewhat terse and he doesn't always tell you exactly what the question or comment is, that's why you have a variety of people who put out Svarim trying to explain or to give you the exact Mar Makom to explain to you what exactly is going on here with Kivi Eger. There are those, I think with Shach in his letters, reflects this, as do a variety of others, that are very, very hesitant. Kivi Eger is held up as a real genius, and there are those who are very, very hesitant to attempt to even answer questions of Rabbi Kivi Eger. We quoted Maisa about the Ragachar about this a little bit ago, but there are those who are very, very nervous, by some even like formulated as, you can't really answer a question from Kivi Eger. You can note what he is assuming and how you could assume differently. A good example of semantics. But you wouldn't want to really answer the question, because if he asks a question, it's certainly there. I heard this morning an amazing, someone sent me a link to someone, sort of Gershon Ribner from Lakewood, to a website of his, and I saw he asked a fascinating question. It's an intriguing one about Rabbi Kivi Eger. You could do with it as you please. He points out, you know, the Gemara says in Maseches Megillah that if a person says, I worked really hard and I was unable, and v'lo matzasi, so don't believe such a person. If a person whoever says, Yagati, Umatza, say that I worked really hard and I found the answer, then you can believe them. The question was asked, I believe, to Rabbi Baruch Barron and some others, was Kivi Eger not, did he not work hard in Torah? Because he's more associated with kashas than anything else. Like, he was never, where's the matzasi, Rabbi Kivi Eger? Like, he has so many questions. He started, oh, it's a kasha, Rabbi Kivi Eger. He leaves it in a tzarechi and Hashem yara enai. So, like, what's the deal? Like, why wasn't there actually some sort of an answer to the question? He worked hard. Doesn't Gemara tell us? Only if you say Yagadi Umatsasi, then we believe you. But if you worked, if you didn't work hard and you didn't find it, okay, that's what it is. They say from Rav Baruch Baer, and amazingly, I think it's an intriguing ha'ara that relates to Derech Halimut in a certain sense. Kivi Eger said, if you ask a good, strong, well thought out question, that's also called Matsati. That's also called finding something. That sometimes the answer is not necessarily the only thing which is called a metziah. If a person asks a very, very good, sharp, well-thought-out question, and even though you don't have an answer, that question can become a cheftza shel Torah, that question can become a very, very valuable kind of a question. Rivner quoted, I think, from Yisrael Grossman, who was medayik, that's why Tosfos answers questions in one of two different ways. Sometimes Tosfos answers a question more commonly familiar with v'yesh lomar. Sometimes Tosfos says v'lo kasha midi. It's not a kasha at all. What's the difference why sometimes Tova says v'yesh lomar and sometimes Tova says v'lo kasha midi? The difference is how they relate it to the question. If it's a really good, strong question, a question which on its own is an independent chefta shel Torah, so then v'yesh lomar is I have an answer on that question. When Tova says v'lo kasha midi, what Tova means is the question I asked upon further reflection, I'm not even sure was really a question. The question that I asked, I'm not even sure that was like, that was a good question. No, that may have been, I was off in something, and lo kasha midi, I shouldn't have even been bothered with it, or at least that question should not have been You know, that kind of Mechatzot Torah. We speak about that. We quote in the past in the Ramah Mipano a little bit about Havaminas in the Gemara. The Gemara often has initial Havaminas. Not every suggestion a Tana or an Amora ever made is recorded in Talmud Bavli. What does get recorded are the kinds of Havaminas which are a reflection of a degree of MS, a reflection of a Chefta Shel Torah, a particular thought that does reflect upon an idea or idea which may in many ways be accurate. It is important to know that Gilyon HaShasky V'Eger, and here's a couple just things to know in general about it. Number one, he doesn't only quote things with Levin Sarachian. Sometimes he'll point to an important Tosvos, he'll point to an important Mar Makom, he'll point to an Achron, which is helpful. He doesn't only leave things in Sarachian. The second thing to know, and it's a similar phenomenon with the Rivet, there's people who write in a very terse way, and their most famous sefer, quote-unquote, sometimes, is where they write in a very sort of like brief way, like the Rivet, you know, Baskel came out to me, Rambam, and told me that you were wrong, or whatever it happens to be. It's important to know that even if that's what they're most known for, it happens to be that they have other writings. And sometimes in their other writings, you may find an elaboration on the idea. You may find a particular mahalach or what he is doing. And Rekiv Eger has tshuvas of Rekiv Eger, which are very, very famous and very important, not always in the halach lemaisa sense, also in the sense of the world of lamdas, but there are some important halach lemaisa, Tzvirsa Omer, even to Rekiv Eger recorded this year, about can you write down that today is the 38th day of the Omer, or do I have to verbalize it? But Drus Vachidesh, Nechizu Rekiv Eger on Shas, we have Rekiv Eger on Shulchan Aruch, we have Rekiv Eger in different places. That's why some of the Svarim that they've put out on the Gilyon HaShas, some of the Svarim that they put out separately on it, will often try to reference for you other places in the writings of Rekiv Eger where the question comes up, similar to the Rivet, where the Rivet is most famously associated with his Hasagas on the Rambam. Professor Chaim Salvechik claims that that was not his main focus of study. He went through Rambam, but he got upset about things. He wrote a short response. He has other Svarim where he has a Rivet in different Masechtas and a Rivet. He has other Tshuvas. The Rivet is other Svarim, which may have been his primary work, but sometimes your primary work and what you are most known for, those two things don't always go hand in hand. Like with Moshe a little bit, when they say with Moshe, thought Dibros Moshe was more of like the primary contribution. Well, Igros Moshe seems to have won the particular the popularity game. But even though that's true, again, for the Rivet it's true, and it's true for Rekiv Eger, sometimes a person can benefit a lot if they have other writings to know what they think and how it formulates and where it is. That's certainly true for the Gilyon HaShas of Rekiv Eger. Many of them are like world famous. Many of them are world famous comments of Rekiv Eger, and sometimes they really reframe things. Rekiv Eger and Makos talking about the nature of a knas and how Bazin implements as opposed to it being a. But there's some very, very famous Rekiv Egers, and in general, it's always good to glance at a Rekiv Eger initially, and then to understand it and to work hard. If he directs you somewhere, usually a minimum that we would say, I hope it's probably saying this way, he's an amazing tour guide. If he tells you to go somewhere, you may really want to go there. If it's hard to figure out where he's going, so there's so many achronim nowadays that will talk about Rekiv Eger. But again, I think they say Rav Shach, you know, when he was giving Shir Kolim Panovich, I think they write this in some of the Sfarim, was very, very nervous answering the questions without really working on hard. I think it could be the quote from the Abinazer even, that if a person, you know, very flippantly says, tries to answer a question to the Eger, they can hold a sign up that says, I am an Amaretz, I think was the, we played around with the exact formulation a little bit, but that was certainly part of it. And the Torah of the Eger, which is such an important Torah in different areas, the Gilyon HaShas, it's a big deal to get put on the Gemara. And for the fact that he is there is certainly something which is wonderful.